Well, like, I'd wear dress gloves then, but often I'd wear gloves if I was driving. In fact, in the cold weather, I might even still wear them now, mm-hmm. You know.
They're nice. I like them.
And gardening gloves, yeah.
Yes. All right, and how about hats? I remember mentioning hats.
The hats were very popular and for a long time, and then I guess because of hairdos and stuff like that, you know, women just didn't want it. But, you know, you wouldn't think of going out probably. This was more like though my mother's era. Mm-hmm. I don't remember hats, even when I was young, being worn a lot, except by older women.
And men, though, did.
Yeah, men always wore hats. If you go back to the early movies, mm-hmm. Every movie it seems like a guy has a hat on.
Remember those ones in Hall that are just kind of the generic hat that you see in black and white movies? Maybe it's a reporter, and it's kind
I don't know what they call them. My dad used to wear a hat. My dad wore a hat even in the house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
My grandfather was never without his, there's a name for those hats.
Yeah, they're, I can't think of the name of them.
Country, cowboy type. Huh.
Well, fedora?
Maybe. Look it up. But, okay. In the winter, maybe not here, but somewhere, did people wear anything underneath their pants and shirt to keep warm? Another layer.
In the winter, underneath? No. Living in California, I think people just, you know, wore regular clothes. It was like you wore long underwear or anything. Hey, Kristen, why don't you let her grow up?
How about food that was grown, even if it wasn't your house? Did neighbors have backyard?
Well, the Victory Gardens, of course, that were started during World War II, our landlord had a Victory Garden.
What was in it?
Oh, everything. All sorts of vegetables and stuff.
Yeah. Okay. It says to list the things that you remember growing around the area. What vegetables?
Well, of course, we did have some flowers and stuff, like little calla lilies. And, oh, we did have a trellis. I remember this. We had a trellis that had kind of came off one neighbor's garage in our yard, and it was between our house and the landlord's house, and it was it was the rose trellis, and it had beautiful pink roses on it, and we had that. And we had an avocado tree, and eventually, after years and years, we got some avocados. We had a banana tree, but it never had any bananas on it. And oh, we had a quince tree, and my mom used the often canned the made quince jelly, you know.
Yeah.
So yeah, those are things I really remember, especially the quince jelly.
Hmm. Well, is it orange?
Oh, it's kind of a pink. Yeah. It's a kind of a delicate taste.
I think I've never had a quince.
Yeah, you have to go to special stores to get it, but it's good.
Okay. How is corn eaten?
On the cob.
What would you call the outside of corn?
The husk.
Yeah. Okay. And the thin strands inside?
Strings. Or silk. Corn silk, I guess. Yeah.
And then the top, where they bunch up at the top?